In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them. And for the innocent of Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The whole world is in thy power, O Lord, King Almighty. There is no man that can gainsay thee, for thou hast made the heavens and the earth, and all the wondrous things under the heaven. Thou art Lord of all. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the ways of the law of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. The Lord be with you first. Now let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee to keep thy household, that is the church, in continual godliness, that through thy protection it may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve you in good works. To the glory of thy name, we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism, the sacrament of holy baptism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of holy baptism, number 3, the power of baptism. How can water do such great things? It is not the water indeed that does them, but the word of God, which is in and with the water and faith, which trusts such word of God in the water. For without the word of God, the water is simple water only, no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism, that is, a gracious work or word of life and a washing of regeneration in the Holy Ghost, as St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, according to his mercy hath saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 51, verses 9 through 16. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and a son of man which shall be made as grass, and forget the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth thine heart, thine heavens, and laid the foundation of the earth, and hast feared continually every day, because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth, that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divideth the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in his mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 3. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But know the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he shall be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? No, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hands upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said to herself, If I may but touch his hem, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. And when Jesus came into the house of the rulers, he saw the minstrels and the people making a lot of noise. And he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, she is sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in, took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame went thereof, went abroad into all the land. So far, the epistle lesson, the gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Righteousness Which Avails Before God. And it's based upon our epistle lesson of Romans chapter 3. And I'd like to read one verse from that chapter. The righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all upon them that believe. So far, please be seated. There are many important issues, like my foot is caught, there are many important issues that confront us as we go through life. On the one hand, there are earthly matters to be considered, such as making a living, raising a family, and so on. On the other hand, there are spiritual considerations that we must face, one of which is we must be righteous before God. Let me repeat that. We must be righteous before God. God demands such righteousness, as he says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." He also says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." And a lack of such righteousness separates us from God. And that's serious. Holy Scripture tells us, "Your iniquities have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you." That's very serious. Therefore, the question of being righteous before God should be a vital concern for each and every one of us gathered here this morning. In our epistle reading, St. Paul speaks of the righteousness of God without the law. The righteousness of God without the law. What St. Paul is saying here is that the righteousness which avails before God cannot be found in the law, cannot be found by what we do. The reason for this is even though God wants and demands and expects us to keep his law perfectly, we can't. We can't even come close. Every effort on our part to make ourselves righteous in the sight of God by keeping his law will end up in dismal failure. It will end up in eternal damnation. It can't be done. Everyone must come to the conclusion, as St. Paul writes, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in God's sight." Yet we all need a righteousness which avails before God. Because without such a righteousness, we are all damned to eternal hell. And that's very serious. But thank God there is. Thank God there is a righteousness which avails before God. And that was purchased for us by Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. Again, St. Paul writes, "Being justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood." Through faith, that's how we become righteous in the sight of God. In other words, God redeemed us, he bought us back as sinners through Christ Jesus. And here we have the heart of the Christian religion. Redemption through a God-given Savior, the Christian religion alone. And that presents redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. St. Paul writes in Galatians, he says, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law," that's us, "that we might receive the adoption of sons." Jesus Christ actually bought us, not brought us. He bought us back from sin, death, and the devil. He did this by taking our place. He assumed our sins and suffered the punishment of our sins. As St. Paul writes, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And on the cross of Calvary, we see our redemption, we see our Redeemer, who was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him through faith. By his victorious suffering and his death and the shedding of his own blood, Christ purchased the righteousness that which avails before God. And this righteousness has been given, purchased, if you will, by Christ for everyone, for all sinners, for all redeemed through faith in Christ. John the Baptist pointed out to Jesus, he said, look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ assumed our guilt. He endured its punishment by suffering and dying on that cross. He did all of that for us. All of our sins were charged against Christ. Christ looked upon them as though they were his own, but he was punished for them, all of them. And none of it was his fault. And what a blessed message this is, that Christ, by the shedding of his own blood, has purchased the righteousness which avails before God for us sinners. He did it all. But one thing must be made clearly understood. When we read the words, the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ, unto all them that believe, we are told plainly that the righteousness which avails before God is received by faith in Jesus Christ, no other way. And what does it mean to have faith in Christ? It means simply this, to know, to trust, and to believe as true that Christ Jesus is the Son of God, and that he shed his blood on Calvary's cross, and his suffering and death on that cross redeemed us from sin, death, and the devil. Trusting in him, Jesus Christ, our salvation is sure. It's that simple. It's nothing that we have to do. And whoever has such faith in Christ has the righteousness which avails before God, has remission of sins, life, and salvation for time and eternity. And this is what St. Paul means when he writes, God is the justifier of him which believes in Jesus Christ. May God, through his Spirit, give each one of us a clear, saving understanding of these truths, so that we may base our hope for eternal life on them, on his Son, Jesus Christ. And may he help us confess, as we sang in our sermon hymn, there's a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. The sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all of their guilt and stain. Amen. May God grant this to each and every one of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And let us pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure there are prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God, personal prayers. Let's take a moment for that one. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience the love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it unto them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Christ the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world.
true body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give him to death and the forgiveness of your sins. True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you as the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ. The very blood was shed for our sins on Calvary.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee, of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Right.